and fury of the resurrection. There's a new world a-coming. Today, WMCA, in cooperation with the Citywide Citizens Committee on Harlem, brings you New World a-coming, a series of vivid programs dramatizing the inner meanings of Negro life. Today, Roy Utley's dramatization of Dorothy Parker's short story, Arrangement in Black and White, starring Hester Sondergaard, Paula Bowersmith, concert artist Buell Thomas, and as narrator, Roy Utley.
This is Roy Utley speaking. Race relations in the United States have gone through two distinct phases. First, of course, had to do with the master-slave relationship before the Civil War, when a great section of the Negro population, in one way or another, were the wards of the wealthy. Now we are approaching a third phase in race relations, whose success will be vastly important to the future of the nation. For whites and blacks are meeting more and more as equals in business, in schools, in the cultural and labor movement, and often socially. This new meeting of the races is still tentative, uncertain, and awkward on both sides, for the races have much to learn about each other. Today we present what is, in our opinion, a penetrating observation of how popular misconceptions can embarrass good race relations. This is a story by Dorothy Parker, one of America's foremost satirists, called Arrangement in Black and White. Miss Parker's story begins at a fashionable party in the East 50s, given in honor of an outstanding Negro concert singer. At the moment, he is concluding a song for his guest.
And the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your King of Gideon. You may talk about your man of Saul. There's none like the good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them ramparts, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle lamb in my hand. Then the lamb ram sheep horn begin to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the wall come tumbling down that morning. Joshua bid the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua bid the battle of Jericho, and the wall come tumbling down.
A woman with pink velvet poppies twined around her gold hair walks across the crowded room. She moves with an interesting gait, combining a skip with a sidle. Suddenly, she clutches the arm of her hostess.
Why, Mary, now I've got to.
Yes?
Now you can't get away.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Burton. How are you?
Oh, I'm finely. Just simply finely.
I'm glad.
Listen, I want you to do me the most terrible favor.
Yes?
Will you? Will you please? Pretty please? Say you will.
What?
Listen, I want to meet Walter Williams.
The singer?
Yes. That wonderful Negro singer.
Friends, please, friends.
Shh, not now. He's about to sing another song.
Thank you. I have persuaded Mr. Williams, who was so kind as to be our guest, to sing one of his famous spirituals. Mr. Williams.
Thank you. I would like to do The Crucifixion for you.
Oh, that's fine.
They crucified my Lord. word. Not a word. Not a word. They nail him to the and he never said a mumbling word. They nail him to the tree, and he never said a mumbling word. Not a word. Not a word. Not a word. He bowed his head. A mumbling word. He bowed his head and died, and he never said a mumbling.
Anything in my life.
Mary, honestly, I'm just simply crazy about that man.
You're not alone, Mrs. Burton. Hundreds of people are.
Oh, when he sings those spirituals.
Well, he's one of the most distinguished interpreters of Negro music.
I said to Burton, it's a good thing for you Walter Williams is colored, I said, or you'd have lots of reason to be jealous.
Oh, yes. Burton would be like that.
Oh, I'd really love to meet him. I'd like to tell him I've heard him sing. Will you be an angel and introduce me to him?
Why, certainly. I thought you'd met him.
Why, no.
The party's for him.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, another song.
Oh, wait until he finishes this next song.
And now, friends, Mr. Williams has agreed to do another song for us, which concert audiences around the world love. The spiritual, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long ways from home, a long ways from. Thank you.
the motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
I think you can meet Mr. Williams.
Oh, well, let's wait till those people get through talking to him. Mary, I think you're simply marvelous, giving this perfectly marvelous party for him and having him meet all these white people and all.
Well?
Isn't he terribly grateful?
I hope not.
I think it's really terribly nice. I do.
What is?
I don't see why on earth it isn't perfectly all right to meet colored people. Why, I haven't any feeling at all about it. Not one single bit.
I should hope not.
Burton, my husband, you know. Oh, but he's just the other way. Well, you know, he comes from Virginia, and you know how they are.
Did he come tonight?
No, he couldn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm a regular grass widow tonight. I told him when I left, there is no telling what I'll do, I said.
He probably would have enjoyed himself.
Oh, he was just so tired out he couldn't move. Isn't it a shame?
Oh, yes.
Wait till I tell him I met Walter Williams.
Why?
Oh, he'll just about die.
Would he?
Oh, we have more arguments about colored people.
You do?
I talk to him like I don't know what. I get so excited. Oh, don't be so silly, I say. And I must say for Burton, he's heaps broader-minded than lots of these Southerners.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's really awfully fond of colored people.
Awfully nice of him.
Well, he says himself he wouldn't have white servants. And you know, he had this colored nurse, this regular old Negro mammy. And he just simply loves her.
He does.
Why, every time he goes home, he goes out in the kitchen to see her. He does, really, to this very day. All he says is he hasn't got a word to say against colored people as long as they keep their place.
What place is that, Mrs. Burton?
Oh, well, you know, Southerners. But he's always doing things for them, giving them clothes and I don't know what all. The only thing he says he wouldn't sit down with one at the table for $1 million.
Why not? I see no harm in it.
Oh, I say to him, you make me sick talking like that. I'm just terrible to him. Aren't I terrible?
Oh, no.
I am. I know I am. Poor Burton. No, me, I don't feel that way at all. As I say to Burton, well, for heaven's sake, we're all human beings, aren't we? I haven't the slightest feeling about colored people.
Should anyone?
No. Why, I'm just crazy about some of them. They're just like children. Just as easygoing and always singing and laughing and everything. Aren't they the happiest things you ever saw in your life?
I've seen some very unhappy Negroes.
Now, this Walter Williams, I think he deserves an awful lot of credit. Goodness, I'm so crazy about music or anything, I don't care what color he is. Why, I absolutely think it's a privilege to meet a man like him. Yes, I do. I haven't any feeling at all. Well, my goodness, the good Lord made him just the same as he did any of us, didn't he?
Surely, yes, indeed. But a lot of people don't think so.
That's what I say. Of course, I do admit when you get a bad colored man, they're simply terrible.
They're good and bad in all races.
That's what I say to Burton. There are some bad white people, too, in this world, aren't there?
I'm sure there are.
Oh, the way all those colored people have music in them. Just seems to be right in them. Come on, let's go on over now and talk to him.
All right.
Listen, what shall I do when I'm introduced? Ought I to shake hands or what?
Why, do whatever you want.
Well, I guess maybe I'd better. I wouldn't for the world have him think I had any feeling. I think I'd better shake hands. Just the way I would with anybody else. That's just exactly what I'll do.
Walter, I want you to meet Mrs. Burton. Mrs. Burton, Mr. Williams.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Williams? Well, how do you do? I've just been saying I've enjoyed your singing so awfully much. I've been to your concert, and we have you on the phonograph and everything. Oh, I just enjoy it.
I'm glad.
I'm just simply crazy about that motherless child thing you sing. Honestly, I just can't get it out of my head. I have my husband nearly crazy the way I go around humming it all the time. Really, he looks just as black as the ace. Tell me, where on earth do you ever get all those songs of yours? How do you ever get hold of them?
Why, there are so many different...
I should think you love singing them. Must be more fun. All those darling old spirituals. I just love them.
Yes, they are.
Well, what are you doing now? Are you still keeping up your music? Why don't you have another concert sometime?
I have one the 16th of this month.
Oh, well, I'll be there. I'll be there if I possibly can. You can count on me. Oh, Mary, who's that girl in white? I've seen her someplace.
That's Catherine Burke.
Good heavens. Is that Catherine Burke? Well, for goodness sake, she looks entirely different off the stage. I thought she was much better looking. I had no idea she was so terribly dark. Why, she looks almost like... Oh, I think she's a wonderful actress. Don't you think she's a wonderful actress, Mr. Williams?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I do, too. Just wonderful. Well, goodness, we must give someone else a chance to talk to the guest of honor. Now, don't forget, Mr. Williams, I'm going to be at that concert, if I possibly can. I'll be there applauding like everything. And if I can't come, I'm going to tell everybody I know to go anyway. Don't you forget.
I won't. Thank you so much.
Oh, Walter, how about one more song? How about the City Called Heaven?
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Well, all right. I'll do that one.
Lord, sometimes
dear Mary, I nearly died all through his song. Honestly, I give you my word, I nearly passed away.
Why, Mrs. Burke?
Did you hear that terrible break I made? I was just going to say Catherine Burke looked almost like... Well, I can't even say it. I just caught myself in time.
You mean a Negro?
Yes. Do you think he noticed?
I don't believe so.
Oh, thank goodness. Because I wouldn't have embarrassed him for anything. Why, he's awfully nice. Just as nice as can be. Nice manners and everything. You know, so many colored people, you give them an inch and they walk all over you.
That depends on who you meet and how you treat them.
But he doesn't try any of that. Well, he's got more sense, I suppose. He's really nice. Don't you think so?
Yes.
I like him. I haven't any feeling at all because he's a colored man. I felt just as natural as I would with anybody. Talk to him just as naturally and everything. But honestly, you know, I could hardly keep a straight face. I kept thinking of Burton. Oh, wait till I tell Burton I called him Mister.
Yes, she called him Mister. Obviously, there's nothing world-shaking about this. And you may rightly say, I know no such person. But this woman, like thousands, is the victim of the popular misconceptions about Negroes. Too often has she seen Negroes in motion pictures and radio caricatured as lazy buffoons, naive children, and faithful servants enchanted by their white masters. Thus, when the races meet, much embarrassment follows, for well-intended meanings may hurt, even anger Negroes. Today's presentation was offered as a sort of guide of what not to do in similar circumstances. The truth is, people like Mrs. Burton become fewer in numbers as democracy is extended in American life.
You've been listening to New World A Coming, the 10th in a series of programs devoted to the Negro's contribution to American life. The program is produced and directed by Mitchell Grayson. John Velasco assisted. This was a public service feature of WMCA. This is America's leading independent station.